Peter. This is God's platform, and all glory be to God Almighty. Why is Tony Fauci still running around free instead of hanging by the end of a noose somewhere?
Welcome to the Stu Peter Show. I'm Lauren Witzke, filling in for Stu, who's not feeling well today. So make sure you keep him in your prayers. But as always, we have a great show packed full of information. There seems to be a theme today. It's going to be heroes who are rising up across the country and taking a stand. Christians in boldness speaking out. Emily Grace Rainey is a stay-at-home mom from the small town of Southern Pines, North Carolina. She's lived an anonymous life until now, but events have suddenly thrust her into greater prominence. The specific cause, the demonic spread of perverted drag show performances all across the country. Recently, Emily learned that a drag performance was going to be held at her town's local historic theater, and she started organizing protests against it. A local news station, Fox 8, did an article on Rainey's efforts, and predictably, the article shows a clear slant in favor of the drag show organizers. It lets the organizers repeat, without any dispute, that their planned drag show was not adult entertainment, and therefore presumably suitable for all ages. What Fox 8 and other write-ups failed to mention was the fact that the organizer of the drag show uses the name House of Cox, or the fact that their main actor, Naomi Dix, has been known to perform actual sex acts on stage. Thanks to Rainey's efforts, the drag show changed its entry requirements to being 18 years or older, when it was previously planning to allow minors of all ages to attend even without an adult accompanying them. Still, the event moved forward. But what really made this take off is that last Saturday, on the night of the drag show performance, a power blackout hit the town, just as the show was being put on. Organizers had to end the event early. Emily Rainey wasn't the only person, we suspect, who saw this as more than just a coincidence. As the electricity went out, Rainey posted on Facebook, quote, "The power is out in Moore County, and I know why." Then in another post, she said, "God will not be mocked." Now, police are saying the power outage may be due to a direct gunfire attack on local power substations. Immediately, some sick individuals blamed Emily for doing it, even though she has an ironclad alibi. She was busy leading the prayer protest against the Drag Queen Story event. Everybody saw her there. It's obvious she did nothing to cause the outage, but still, people are blaming her. And she's received an absolute flood of death threats. But Emily has remained undeterred and tells us that for her, the truth is everything. And I have the pleasure, because Emily Rainey joins us now, sounds like an awesome woman of God. Thank you so much for joining us today, Emily. Hey, listen, so why do you think they chose, I know Moore County is one of the most conservative counties in North Carolina, why do you think they chose that area to have a kid-friendly drag queen story hour, knowing that the majority of the population there would not support it?
Lauren, the majority of the population doesn't support it in any rural town all across America, but we see this time and time again, that this drag show story hour or kid-friendly brunch, these kind of innocuous ways of having a Trojan horse into the heart of Christian conservative communities to let their guards down, and to make it so the second anybody stands up, they can use the same excuses that they used. Oh, this is not an adult show. Well, we proved that that is not accurate with footage from what the House of Cox usually does in their productions. And we mobilized our community, and we made a stop to it and made them raise their age to 18 up, as it should have always been.
Yes. And we know that there was power outages. Actually, you said that you know why. Do you believe this to be an act of God? You know, I remember when the Georgia Guidestones happened, I believe that was an act of God too. Now there's Oregon and Washington that are also experiencing blackouts. And they're going to probably turn the narrative to say, hey, it's extremists that did this, radical right wingers who, these Christians are out of control. They're causing power blackouts. But obviously this seems like it was orchestrated, but however, you have another stance on this. You believe God's judgment is coming upon our nation. Is that correct?
Well, I think that we have been asking for that judgment for a long time. We are the number one purveyor of pornography, pedophilia. I mean, just look what's coming out of Hollywood. We export this stuff on the entire world, and then we expect to have no retribution. I mean, God will not be mocked. And frankly, a couple of days of an outage here in Moore County is a pretty soft-handed chastisement, and it should be a wake-up call. But I'm not claiming, of course, Lauren, to have some kind of, you know, direct line to the big guy. You know, I'm just reading the room, you know, and frankly, we were praying for 2 hours that God would get involved and shut down the show. And that is seemingly what happened. Now, of course, anyone who attacks the grid, which we're finding to be way more vulnerable than any of us ever thought, they should be punished. They should be caught. They should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. A lot of innocent people suffer because of these attacks. And I'm not trying to, of course, say that God told them to go do this. But we have to go back to scripture. We have to realize that God does chastise his chosen people when they go off the rails. And frankly, Lauren, we should have had 10 times, maybe 100 times the number of people outside praying and protesting that night. And the fact of the matter is we were outnumbered by the radical left who brought their supporters in from Raleigh and the Triangle area. So we had only a few pastors there. I mean, in one of our towns alone, there's over 100 churches, and we didn't have more than 100 people at the rally to begin with. And just to be clear on what this rally looked like, Lauren, this was less than 100 people, one bullhorn, and the only thing allowed on the bullhorn, because I was controlling it, and was holy scripture and prayers from a pastor who spoke extemporaneously over the people. But what you see is that the leftist media has completely changed the narrative to say that we are white nationalist Christo-fascists, which is, of course, just a way to try to keep Christians silent in their little box and not ever standing for anything that's true, anything that's good, or anything that's beautiful in this country. And it's working. And until Christians stop, stand in their truth, put on the armor of God, and know that they are in the right, and just completely ignore the name calling and the nonsense, the death threats, which are completely empty, by the way, then we will be run off the face of the country, every single one of us, because they don't want to coexist with us, Lauren. They just don't. Yeah.
And these people can't be negotiated with. And hey, if they want to call us Christian radicals, you know what? I am a Christian radical. I will say, you know, I'm radically in love with Jesus Christ. You know, one thing I have noticed over, you know, it's been a rapid decline to this point. I mean, it was almost a matter of 5 years. We now have, it was gay marriage, and then it automatically went to now drag queen story hour, transitioning your children genders. And it's with our enemy. If you give him an inch, he takes the whole thing. It's not like Satan is trying to negotiate with us in any way, like, oh, I'll only let you go so far. But the good thing out of all this is that I have seen Christians like yourself organizing, mobilizing, and unapologetically rising up to stand up against evil. I mean, this is evil. Adults who struggle with their own genders, trying to instill those same kind of beliefs, perversions on little children while their minds are still being molded and they're innocent. It really is a satanic, demonic attack is what it is. But I'm happy to see that there are parents and Christians who before wouldn't go out in that street. You had 100 people there. That is something, you know, that is something. You had 100 bold Christians there reading scripture, standing up against this. And sometimes God uses situations, he uses people to bring judgment on, you know, the people that need it. And that is quite possibly what could be happening. It could have been an act of God altogether. But I have noticed that across the country, there are other blackouts that are happening. Oregon, Washington, I'm not sure if they're exactly organized, if it's a federal operation right now to try to frame extremists. We know that they have done that in the past, you know, with the Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping story. It was mostly organized by federal agents. And, you know, it seems to me like they're trying to pin Christians, is that we are their next target. Do you think that Christians, you know, we're not called to live a happy life. We're called to fight for, you know, what's right, struggle, and just do our best to get to salvation. And, you know, until the day the Lord returns or we go home to be with him. Do you think that there is an organized effort to frame Christians in order to eventually imprison them? You know, it kind of opens the door to that.
Lauren, I think that's absolutely where we're headed with all of this. As a former psychological operations officer, special operations officer in the Army, I resigned my commission last year and was honorably discharged. But I understand these tactics because this is the kind of stuff that we do in the military for our enemies abroad. So when you see the constant rhetoric constantly changing, slightly increasing every time. I mean, if you go back to the summer with the Atlantic article talking about the rosary being a symbol of extremism, they are going to continue to say that Christians are extremists and they're wanting Christians to be more lukewarm, don't stand in their faith, don't speak the gospels and the truth of Christ. And a lot of people are falling for it. And someday, and I don't know how many decades in the future we're talking about here, I do think that they will completely outlaw Christianity in our country, especially with how Christians now are just rolling over. And even people in my own community have turned against me, so-called Christians. Well, Christ said, you know, like the scriptures say, come to bring division, comes to bring the sword, because there's a necessity to separate the wheat from the chaff. Now, Lauren, I'm not trying to be too harsh on people, because some people just need to be educated on the subject. We're not talking about your grandma's Dolly Parton impersonator anymore. We're talking about simulated sex acts. We're talking about people who are promoting the removing of genitals of children and imprisoning parents who stand up against that completely demonic notion. The House of Cox drag production company was raunchy. It was perverse. And they're purposely tried to have this show in a Christian downtown on the same block as the Christian clothing store, a creation museum, Christian bookstore, a Christian thrift store. It's not that we would be out there saying you shouldn't exist, or maybe you shouldn't do this at all. We are, unfortunately, in our community, we do actually have a strip club. It's zoned for adult entertainment. They don't try to promote it or push it on children. It is, they follow the law as far as anybody is concerned. And there are evangelizers like working within the club and like with the dancers, trying to make sure, you know, trying to reach out to the girls and like make sure that, you know, they're being treated well and all this stuff and not being brought into trafficking. And that is what we told the organizers of this: move this to a different location. Stop trying to make a statement by putting it right in our faces, right after the Christmas parade, which is the biggest event that the downtown has, kids everywhere. And now you have this, you know, demonic, you know, really just twisted show coming in and being pushed on Christians, but we're transphobic. See, right. That's what they do. They attack you. They call you transphobic. They call you a Christo-fascist, which is, you know, this new phrase that is somehow tied in with this narrative of white nationalism, which is complete nonsense. It's slander, it's lies, but we were told this would happen. The servant is not greater than the master. This is what happened to Christ. They slandered him, they drug his name and eventually his body through the streets, and we have to be ready for a more serious persecution. But it seems like when we are called for, or when that persecution comes, there won't be many left standing. They will have already denied Christ and they will already have fled from the foot of the cross.
Right. And like you had mentioned before, we're at a point now where they are chemically castrating children. And, you know, that all started by opening the door with, you know, actually the church is partially responsible too. You know, we have pride flags in front of churches now. We have LGBTQ faith leaders, you know, and we opened a door and they came and they took the whole thing. And it's not wrong for Christians, God-fearing Christians, to take a stand against this. This is normal. You know, this is the way we are supposed to operate. However, we have as a kind of most of the Christians now, the modern day Christian has taken the stance that we are to just love everybody, accept everybody as, you know, as they are. You know, it's okay if you're gay, you know, you're still going to go to heaven. Jesus, of course, Jesus still loves them. Here's the thing, though. We're not doing people any favors by not calling out their sin.
And of course, Jesus loves them, but they're called to repentance. I was the biggest sinner. I repented and then amended my life. And that is like a prerequisite for salvation. It's not just do whatever you want. That is not what the scriptures say. That is not what the gospels are about. We are called to repent, amend our lives, obey Christ, and follow him. And right now, Christians aren't following him because they're afraid of a little name calling. So I am here to tell your audience, I have taken their absolutely best limp-wristed punch, and they are toothless cowards. They cannot hurt you when you are standing in the truth. And you need to just completely unsubscribe to any of their you know, radical narratives, any of their left-leaning, twisted satanic media. We know that the media is not owned by Christian conservatives, despite, you know, the fact that we can still have shows like this. Thank praise God for that. But listen, it's going to get worse, and we need to start like when the left jettisoned truth a long time ago, they jettisoned Christ with it. We are talking about a post-Christian country here, and the only thing that will keep that from happening is for Christians to act like it, act like Christians.
It's true. Now, you said you had experience with the intelligence community doing this kind of stuff in other countries. Now, you see where we're at now, where they're already at a point where they are calling us extremists, probably framing us for terroristic events, you know, attacks on the power grid and whatnot. How much more time do you think we have before Christianity becomes legitimately criminalized in the United States?
Well, that's a really good question.
If it stays on this path that it's at right now, how long do we have unless we drastically change course?
We have already reached the point where Christians are being arrested for their beliefs. They're already being having no-knock, big FBI raids on their house. I'm thinking of the gentleman who was involved in the pro-life event and then, you know, ripped away from his children with guns in his face. The Christians across the country need to realize that this is going to continue to escalate and quickly. So we've already reached the threshold where illegal activity, where you have a tyrannical government who is not even nervous about going in on somebody like they did with that man. And we will continue to see arrests. And as you see arrests, what you're also going to see is false Christians kind of Heismaning it, being like, I'm not like those guys over there. Go get them. They're the radicals. Like, it's kind of like these raid me last Republicans. It'll be like the, you know, call me names last Christians, and then they will eventually deny Christ.
Right. Well, we saw that with the vaccine. We saw that. It was like, oh, well, you know, some churches were actually pushing the vaccine, partnering with Anthony Fauci, Dr. Tony Fauci, in order to push the vaccine on their cults or on their churches. And then they called us anti-vaxxer cults for believing that Jesus Christ died on a cross so that we could be healed. And, you know, other churches, there was the vaxxer church that told you that was the only way you could be healed. And then they chastised and called us a cult, an anti-vax cult, all this stuff. You know, we've been seeing that happen, and it's very organized. You know, they took other Christian leaders and pinned them against real Christian leaders who are, you know, seeking Jesus's heart and his will for this country. And, you know, it's very, very interesting times. We're glad that we have bold Christians. How can people support you in your fight, get involved in their local communities against these perversions that are trying to take over children's minds?
The only way that I can, the only thing I can say to your audience is to just do not deny Christ. Go and boldly be a Christian and do it wherever you are in this world, you know? And if you need some inspiration or you want some advice, you can always reach out to me. I'm on all the major platforms. And I really encourage everyone to dig deep, take some inspiration from the early Christian martyrs, because we don't have long. And the only way that we can keep our Christian country is to start acting like Christians.
True. Emily, thank you so much for joining us today. God bless you and your fight, and we'll be praying for you as well.
Thanks so much, Lauren.
You really have to know the importance of maintaining the correct amount and the appropriate types of magnesium in your body. It literally controls most of the way that your body functions. Your overall health is incredibly dependent on the amount of magnesium and what types of magnesium are in your body. 75% of Americans have no idea that they're suffering from a magnesium deficiency, and it leads to death. Early graves is what it leads to. Sleepless nights, low mood, depression, anxiety, stress, all contributing factors to putting you in a coffin and 6 feet under. Don't do it. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Read about how Magnesium Breakthrough has exactly the right types and exactly the correct amounts of magnesium in one pill that you take once a day with your evening meal. You will never have slept better in your life. The rest that you will get, no more tossing around. Sleeplessness is a huge problem in America. Stress and anxiety, prevalent. Hello, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Go there, please. I'm begging you. I want you to live a long life. magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Make sure that you tell them that Stu Peters sent you when you go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters.
The Stu Peters Network is brought to you in part by darkagedefense.com. One day we could be at war. Missile silos activated. Drone swarms blotting out the sun. Cyber attacks destroying the power grid. Don't wait until lights out to prepare for the day after. Dark Age Defense will arm you to protect your family. Food, water, power, survival. darkagedefense.com/Stu has you covered. Don't wait. Visit darkagedefense.com/Stu.
Everything that the world has told you is completely upside down, especially when it comes to your health. People avoid chocolate because they think they're going to get fat, or they're going to get acne or oily skin, or it's bad for your health. No. EarthEchoFoods.com. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com right now and enjoy rich, decadent, and creamy chocolate with all of the health benefits that are provided by originating with organic cocoa beans, naturally kissed by the sun. They add turmeric and MCT oil and sea salt and cracked pepper. It is perfect. It's good for your health. Actually reduces inflammation. Makes you feel the best that you've ever felt. Plus, it tastes unbelievably great. EarthEchoFoods.com right now. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com.
Welcome back to the Stu Peters Show. I'm Edward Saul. A month ago, we had one of our most memorable segments in a long time. We spoke to Dave Weiss, or as he's more widely known, Flat Earth Dave. Dave's take on things are that the elite have ultimate power in terms of manufacturing what we believe. He believes they've used NASA, big media, and countless other players to shape our brains into believing the world is a sphere instead of a disc. And before you laugh too hard, can you actually prove that the world is a sphere? How? What? Can you tell it to your kids? Can you tell it to your family? Many people, they laugh at this or they scoff at it. But do you really actually know why you believe what you believe? Dave isn't afraid to debate anyone, pretty much any time. His hour-long debate with the YouTube account Professor Dave Explains had piled up almost 3 million views, willing to have basically anyone on this program. And a lot of people wanted to see more of Flat Earth Dave after his last showing. We're happy to indulge them. David Weiss joins us now. Welcome to the Stu Peters
Edward,
Show,
thanks
sir.
Thanks for having me, Edward. I'm thrilled to be here. I'm thrilled that the Stu Peters Network is brave enough, not that I ever thought you weren't, to address this polarizing topic. Not that you guys need any more polarization, but this is a topic that is it's tied to what's going on in the world, right? You know, you guys focusing on the clot shot, what's going on in this world, it's beyond what people can imagine. Well, the globe lie is beyond what people can imagine. And the fact that in this world of deception and you know, countries fighting for resources and everything. There's two things that they could both agree upon. They both agree that nobody can go to Antarctica and explore independently, and everybody needs to get the clot shot. Why are they? Why are all the countries in the world coming together on all of this? So I'm going to tie these two things together and show why this is the most important topic in the world. And for those of you ready to tune out right now, I'm offering 3,000 ounces of silver or 3 bitcoins for 1 globe proof when I'm done. And let me tell you, I have no fear, because there are none. We don't live on a globe. And once you're willing to look at this, then you'll see. So at the beginning, you mentioned, hey, we're not a disc in space. We're not, you know, we're a disc versus a globe. This is when you Google flat Earth, this is what comes up, Edward. This is, they show you, this is from the Flat Earth Society. The Flat Earth Society is not the flat Earth. It is a controlled opposition site. It's like Googling, hey, is the clot shot good for you? You know, you're going to land up on an equal site of propaganda.
So there's different factions inside the flat Earth community.
Well, no, it's not that. It's controlled opposition. They want you to think this is flat Earth, so you dismiss it and never look at it again. Okay? This is what they've, you know, everyone that fights the flat Earth, they think that this is what flat earthers think. This is stupid. If this was what flat Earth was, I wouldn't be a flat earther. Okay? So we're looking for the truth. Stu was asking me, like, he said, oh, where is the Amundsen Scott Station? Right? Well, it's right here if you look at the globe this way. But in reality, it's like, oh, hold on a second. Sorry about that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Where'd it go? No, it's right. So in reality, let me just bring it over. These are the stations out here. They're just around our pond. Let me get a little farther into this and people will understand, for those of you that are new to this, right? Here's a map that was used for war planning. Airlines use this map to this very day. This is a map of our world, okay? Large bodies of water at rest lay flat, scientifically, testably, measurably, provably flat, and airplanes fly over the Earth plane. This is the Gleason's map, which is in every library, every school, up and through the 1950s, and then all of a sudden it was removed. Why is that, right? So real quick, what is the flat Earth? We live in the Antarctic Basin. Antarctica is the land that surrounds us, and in 1940s and 50s, we had Project High Jump, and Admiral Byrd flew out there supposedly and said there's more resources with no people, no animals, no plants, just resources. And then all of a sudden, all the countries in the world signed the Antarctic Treaty that nobody can independently explore out there.
Operation High Jump, too, Dave, if I may interject real quick. There was more to that operation, too, wasn't it? That was also the operation that Admiral Byrd encountered what he considered to be flying saucers. And there were Marines lost, aircraft lost. Is that something you've also addressed too? Like how would, because Admiral Byrd, the Operation High Jump, I didn't realize that this is something of reference in regard to the Flat Earth debate, but is that something you've addressed before?
Well, again, you know, I wasn't there. Admiral Byrd was a Freemason. I believe the story that he went out and found more land bigger than the United States filled with resources. But we'll get into, you know, when you Google flat Earth, right, you just get lies. The search engines will deliver you just the anti-flat Earth channels, the government-run nonsense. They will feed you aliens from outer space. They want you to believe in that because that's actually scientifically impossible. So you can get a guided tour right here, this little ice island here, which is bigger than many countries. They'll show you some penguins, but no one's allowed to explore out here in the outer space. That's interesting, right? Here's this is at the Texas, I think it was Texas airport. Dallas airport, I think. Yeah, Dallas. This is the TSA area. We got a flat Earth map and they're guarding the ice wall, right? If you believe in symbolism, you know, they do a lot of symbolism all the time. They're always showing us stuff sticking in our face.
Well, sure, like the Denver airport, right? The Denver airport had a lot of things that people pointed to as like a foreshadowing of the plandemic, right? The kids wearing masks.
Absolutely.
With different countries' flags on them.
They always put these symbols, right, these signs right in front of our faces. There's so many of them, and I can show you where to see all them, but we only have a very short segment here. So this is Antarctica at the bottom of a ball, they tell us, right? They tell us it's between 10 and 13,000 miles around. So that's it. That's interesting. So a way that we can prove that the Earth is round is we could sail around, follow the edge all the way around and measure our miles. The last person to do that was Captain Cook. It took him 3.5 years, and he went over 68,000 miles. Now, wait a minute. The equator is only about 25,000 miles around. How could Antarctica at the bottom of the ball be 68,000 miles? Okay, that makes no sense. That leads, you know, evidence to a flat Earth. And then people will quickly jump in and say, well, what about the Antarctic sailboat race, which happens every year or every couple of years? It just happened this year. This year on the Antarctic sailboat race, they showed from Cape Town around Antarctica over to Brazil was 32,000 miles. On their website, they said it's 32,000 miles. Now, remember, the equator is only 24,900 miles around. How could this leg, not even the full way around the smaller part, be 32,000 miles? Sticking it right in front of our face, okay? So this is the part that's super interesting. This is a marine cargo ship tracking site, and you can click on any one of these dots. It'll tell you what's on the boat, who owns it, how big it is, all the information about it, where it's going. You get tons and tons of information from it. But we looked and we found that there were ships hundreds of miles inside of Antarctica where it's supposed to be land or ice. How could there be ships all the way in Antarctica, right? Here's a map that was found in Hawaii. It was from a Buddhist monk, Buddhist temple, 10 centuries old. And it's showing all of these islands out here. All of these continents. These are huge. This is bigger than the United States and Canada right here. What if this is just frozen out here and we're calling it Antarctica and there's openings, you know, to get out here? So we looked up the ship that we found, and it was from the island, little island called Kiribati, right? Which is a little atoll out in the South Pacific, right? It's literally a sandbar, okay? And this ship was 480 meters, it was like 1,800 feet long, 80 meters wide, 560 meters long. Gigantic ship. That ship could supply everyone on this island with everything they need for probably 20 years, okay? And what is it doing on this island? Where is it going? And the Chinese government is highly involved with this island. The head of China has been there many times. China just gave this island $10 billion, right? Are these shipping lanes to the outer worlds that we would never know about it because you never even heard of this island? No one listening ever heard of that island.
Well, on Dave, and I know you've addressed a lot of this in the course of that very viral debate. That is one question I've had, is that you mentioned the Chinese, you know, look at other world powers, other superpowers. The resounding theory is that all these countries would have to be aware of the lie. Right, it's not just NASA or the elites. They'd have to be coordinating the deception, correct? So China is aware, absolutely, in this case, if this is the case, that it's flat and it's not round.
Absolutely. All of the countries, they all know. This is a lie to keep us as slaves, right? They've taken our world, they've wrapped it around a ball. So instead of being able to go beyond, they told us this is it. This is where it all terminates and this is the end, right? You go to Antarctica. And I mean, if you Google pictures of Antarctica from space, you get all cartoons. There's nothing. They'll show you some stuff around the shoreline where there are bases, right? But there's nothing in the center, which is really, if you unfold it, it's the outer lands, the extra territory, right? If somebody came from that extra territory, you might consider them an extraterrestrial, right? So large bodies of water, I said, need lateral pressure. They lay flat when at rest. Here's the edge of a lake. The lake is holding the water in. Here's Antarctica. Antarctica is the edge of our lake.
Well, on this real quick, so one of the questions I've had with this, so many countries have kept this secret, if this is the case. How many, all the countries, all the major countries, any country with any standing in the world would have to know about this. Anyone who has access to satellite technology, topography, any of that kind of stuff, they would have to be in on this this deception. Why have none of the countries blown the whistle on this before? Like in the case of some countries anymore, why didn't they blow the whistle on the way out, you know, kind of thing? Like deathbed confession.
First, all of the countries that are in on the Antarctic Treaty, either they know or they're like, okay, we're in on the treaty, and then they don't know because they're not allowed there. You can't go explore beyond 60 degrees south without being stopped by a warship, by a drone, by a jet fighter. People have had their boats, you know, captains have had their boats taken away. They've been jailed. No one is allowed to go there, okay? But again, anything that I tell you today, I don't want you to believe anything. I want to point to some doors, tell you to go investigate it yourself, prove these things for yourself, because that's what I did. No one becomes a flat earther by going, oh yeah, flat earth, I'm in. Yeah, it's a great idea. I'm going to alienate my friends and family and be a flat earther. We have to go and try to disprove the globe. When I went to look into it, I tried to prove the globe and disprove flat earth. I went in with the wrong attitude, with a closed mind, and I came out the other end like, oh my God, what a lie. How did I ever fall for it?
Well, Dave, I want to be really clear. I have a lot of respect for you, and I have a lot of respect for the stand you've taken, because you're a skeptic. That's actually what it is. I don't even like the term flat earther. I think that is a disparaging term that the elite and the mainstream media have really established. You're a skeptic, and rightfully so. How many things have the government lied to us? You and I can point to more things the government has lied to us about than the things they're actually telling us the truth about. So carry on, Dave. Could tell me more.
Well, no, I like to call myself a true earther a conspiracy analyst. We're all conspiracy analysts. We're not conspiracy theorists. You know, the difference between a conspiracy theory and a fact is about 6 months right now, right? So here's some things, you know, the common proofs that we've all been, told to, you know, memorize, to regurgitate. What about the sun? The sun going down. This is just the sun moving over our sky. It circles above us and it's going away, just like these streetlights are going away. They look like they're going down, just like the sun looks like it's going down. It's all about perspective. And you can't see the streetlight that's a mile down the road because it merges with the horizon. And a celestial object above the atmosphere has the atmosphere layer, which becomes opaque over distance. Here is a little experiment I did in my kitchen. I call this sunset in my kitchen. So this line right here, it looks like the sun is going down and it looks like it's going below this thing. This is a view from the surface of my counter, right? But this is a elevated view, and you can see that this same line is level and the sun never goes below it. Here's an actual sunset. What's the sun going behind here? This is called the atmospheric deck of opacity. It's just where the atmosphere becomes opaque and the sun goes beyond it, right? That could be mountains in the distance, which I'll show you in a moment, that the light just can't get to you, right? Here's one where I took with my drone, elevated, super cold day. It was below freezing in the winter, and the sun went down, 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 and then it stopped and it sat here. This is super sped up, and it just went away. Watch it again over here. It just went away and it took its light with it. Now, my friends were down walking around the beach, and they watched the sunset 10 minutes earlier. They watched it set from the bottom up. But I'm watching the sun. It's not going down. It went down, 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 down. If we were spinning, it would just keep on going, but it didn't. It just stopped, right?
Well, Dave, we're going to have to bring you back on, and I'd like to do this bi-weekly, actually. I'll talk to the producers, and I know Stu's very excited about continuing to do chapters of analysis on this. Maybe each one of these will hit just a little bit more of it. Dave, where can the audience find more information, maybe even watch the debate? We're going to put a lot of this in the description. But where can they find more information from your quest for the truth on this subject?
So again, if Googling will get you nothing but nonsense, go to flatearthdave.com. There I have my crash course, my app. It's a $3 app. It'll show you everything that you need to see. It has frequently asked questions like, hey, what about ships over the horizon? What about seasons, right? Seasons actually prove flat earth. Click that, up come a list of videos that you won't find on YouTube because they won't serve them to you. They're all hidden. It has tons of resources. And on it, I have the Flat Earth Friend Finder, which shows us where other people are around you, and you can communicate with them. You can send messages. You can do meetups. You can, meet people are actually, you know,
that's
meeting
awesome.
Significant others, because all of these dots are awake, aware people, unjabbed. Okay, now that's a good thing for this group of people. Again, if you think flat Earth is dumb, it's because we were all programmed to do that. You have to try to look and prove it, and then you come out the other side. It's truly amazing. And just one last thing, any other shows out there that are hearing this, anybody, small show, big show, have me on. Let's have this conversation. Let's have a lengthy conversation. Ted and Austin Brower, I know you're out there. Kelsey Grammer, I know you know. Amy Irving, Justin Bieber, Joe Rogan, you guys all know, and you're hiding it, and you're hiding the truth. This is the key to our freedom, okay? This is the key to our freedom. How can we set ourselves free if we don't even know where we are, who we are, what we are, that we're at the center of creation? So they're hiding God. They're hiding more land. They're hiding technology. They're hiding resources. They're hiding our divinity. And once you see that, you can unplug from the heliocentric matrix and, you know, take your true life back.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that information today, Mr. Weiss. We'll definitely be having you back on. Thank you for giving a different perspective, aside from, I guess, the heliocentric NASA elite controlled one. This is definitely food for thought, and certainly one I think that requires a little more of a longer form to fully grasp. But hey, you're an ally in the fight against deception, and I'm glad that you're among us. Thank you so much, sir. Take care.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
I want to tell you about our great friends over at Curibl. Curibl.com, K-U-R-I-B-L.com, K-U-R-I-B-L.com. Curibl is the family-owned CBD business that grows all of their hemp locally right here in my home state of Minnesota, and then ship it to you wherever you are. Curibl can help you with things like joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain, migraine headaches, even allergies. People report positive benefits using CBD dealing with Parkinson's symptoms or their children battling ADHD. Stop with the antipsychotics. Stop with the Ritalin and poisonous neurotoxins in your children. Try CBD. All kinds of different oils, plus 20% off site-wide when you use promo code STU at Curibl.com.
Are you getting sick all the time? The bioweapon boosted are breaking our immune systems. Chemtrails fill the skies. Don't fear the shedpocalypse. Destroy impurities. Protect your children with the future of air purification. TrustFilterSuck.com.
Watch how quickly our machine pulls out dust, shedding, quantum dots, mold, bacteria, viruses, anything that grandma might have brought over from Boosterville, California, we drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance.
Sleep easy with 24/7 protection. Get a unit for your home or the portable device to shield your kids at school. Use promo code STU for huge discounts. FilterSuck.com, your antidote against poison in the air.
Welcome back to the STU Peter Show. I'm Edward Zoll. We've had 2 years of these Pfizer shots shutting down the hearts of athletes and teenagers, and our elites still pretend nothing is wrong. But you know what they will call a poison? Testosterone. Yeah, seriously. Film director James Cameron, the man behind Titanic, The Terminator, and Avatar, just told The Hollywood Reporter in an interview that when he was younger, he was a, quote, a little bit wild. He had wild testosterone-poisoned young man, is what he called himself. He called testosterone, quote, a toxin you have to slowly work out of your system. Of course, James Cameron is clearly not the only person who thinks this. Our society is basically at war with the idea of being a man. We've remade our entire education system to favor girls. We tell parents with rambunctious or inattentive boys that they need to put them on powerful drugs to change their behavior. We have parents giving their boys dolls and dresses, desperately hoping they will take an interest in them so their parents have a reason to mutilate them and parade them around as a fashionable transgender totem. But the scarier thing isn't that our elites are at war with testosterone, it's that the war is working. Testosterone levels are down massively from 50 years ago. Even scarier, the drop is ongoing. Men literally are becoming less manly with every passing day. Even though this literally threatens our basic survival as a species, elites aren't interested in fixing this problem anytime soon. A low T population is an easier controlled population. It resists less, it fights back less, it obeys more. That's all perfect for the elites. But no matter what is happening worldwide, we can take steps ourselves to try to arrest testosterone's disappearance. That's where Christopher Key of VaccinePolice.com steps in. He joins us now. Christopher, they're trying to make us all girls. What do we do?
We stand up, brother. That's so important to have. That's why I fear no man. I fear not Satan. Why? Because my temple has the testosterone it needs. They're trying to feminize we the men, and we the men have to stand up. Why? If we're doing this, because of God's people, more importantly, God's children. Brother, I came to do what Jesus did and more. Why? Because my Lord and Savior told me I could, and you guys can too. But you have to take care of your temple. You have to take care of the temple that God's gifted you. How do you do this? I believe one of the best things you can do is detox the temple. And how do you do that? I believe glutathione. Glutathione is one of the most amazing products in the world that I can talk about that your body utilizes to detox, okay? But most glutathione tastes terrible. It's not very well absorbed unless it's injected intravenously. But our glutathione, brother, tastes like candy, sweetened with stevia, completely organic. Plus, we have the lipo delivery system that gives your body 98% absorption. And then number two, brother, you got to make the cells communicate. The body's electric. You got to make the cells communicate. How do you do that? With my pain chips and my energy chips. This is going to give your body the ability to finally recognize the cells. There is no disease. All there is lack of cell-to-cell communications. When the cells quit communicating, it causes inflammation. I believe these little chips right here will help your body resonate. And lastly, brother, the icing on the cake is the deer antler velvet. If you talk to any anti-aging doctor in the country, they will tell you if you want to be young, if you want to keep your mojo, you want to take synthetic HGH. But the average person like myself can't afford it. It's $4,000 a month. Very expensive. And you have to inject it into your subcutaneous fat. Now, when you do that, your liver transfers into what's called IGF-1, insulin-like growth factor. That's what does everything. And Dr. Rick Lentini has deer farms in New Zealand where his deer, their antlers are literally the fastest growing substance on planet Earth. They grow an inch a day, 1 inch a day. Why do they grow so fast? Because the high concentration of IGF-1 that's on the tip of the antlers, we've been able to freeze dry it out, put into a lipo delivery system that our scientists invented, that we have the patent that gives your temple 98% absorption. This is unheard of in the supplement industry, but more importantly, we have randomized double-blind placebo studies that prove that if you do the 300,000 nanograms, which is what I, Stu Peters, Mike Adams do, it increases your levels clinically by 60%. That's why the ruling elite, the satanic Luciferians, they banned this from the NFL, the PGA, Major League Baseball, the NCAA. Why? Because it works. And guys, anybody that's listening to this, if you go to my website, vaccine-police.com, you enter coupon code STU, we're doing buy one bottle, get one free. And look, this is not something you just do for a month. Give it 90 days. 90 days, and you will feel electrified, brother, and you'll finally have your body back to doing what God intended to do. And this is just not for men. I've got more women taking this product than we do men. But again, it's not going to manualize the feminine. It's going to allow her levels to be balanced. Everything's about being in balance. And that's why I go study Dr. Pasteur and Dr. Bachamp, because Dr. Pasteur was a crook. He worked with the Rockefeller Foundation, the Rothschilds. It was all about germ theory. And it's not about germs. It's about keeping everything in balance, brother. If you need the pain chips, energy chips, give me a text, 205-936-9803. I need your name, address, and email, and I'll get those shipped out to you. Go to vaccine-police.com. Buy one, get one free for Stu. Love you, brother. Ah, yes.
Love you too. You electrify me. You pump me up. You put ice to set in the military. You pump me up. I'll tell you this. I got a couple theories in life. I know that the elite are never going to defeat Christopher Key. I also never, know that never. The General Key shall ride on. Thank you so much for joining us today. And God bless you, brother.
Love you, brother. Vaccine-police.com.
Amen.
You know, I'm disgusted every single day, as likely are you, with the amount of crap and corruption that we expose on this program. But unrelentingly, I promise you that until I take my last breath or until justice is served, we will continue. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Including these health food companies that are lying to you. Oh yeah, this is healthy. Legit health food companies presenting health food as healthy, and inside of them, toxic poisons. So we're naming names. And we have the health food companies and the health foods to avoid. You might have a friend. I'm on this diet. I'm going to get healthy. I'm going to lose pounds. But they can't seem to trim the inches off the waist. Yeah, that's because there's a toxic poison in the foods, the health foods, presented to you by these health food companies. We name the names. Go to gutcleanseprotocol.com/stew. Gutcleanseprotocol.com/stew. Firing on all cylinders from the minute that you pop your eyes open. You're just awake and processing information. You're more driven. You're more focused. You have more creativity, more clarity than ever before in your life. And that's because you found the Nootropics brain supplements from Nootopia.com/Stu Peters. Go there. You will not believe how much information you'll learn about yourself when you fill out the personal questionnaire about how you process information. This is the on switch, the light switch, completely safe, not addictive, 100% legal. You're not going to go to jail or be arrested because you're outsmarting everybody, because you're a better employee, a better mom, a better homeschooler, a better father, a better employer, a better boss, a better business owner, entrepreneur. You're just sifting through the distractions and just defeating everything that comes your way. Nootropics brain supplements from Nootopia, the way to go. Nootopia.com/Stu Peters. Again, Nootopia.com/Stu Peters.
Thank you for joining the Stu Peters Show today and bearing with Edward and I as we pray for a quick recovery for Stu Peters. Listen, the Stu Peters Show is brought to you in part by Cortez Wealth Management. He is an awesome fiduciary, a right-wing America First fiduciary who you can trust with your money. But Carlos, he joins us right now. I have a question. Why should people worry about their future?
Well, regardless if the market goes up or down, you should always have a plan. We need to be confident. When we have a wonderful president like what we have right now, that may look different for many people. So it really depends on what their needs are. I like insurance product. I like insurance products. I like precious metals. I like bond alternatives. There's a lot of things we could do to prepare for a financial collapse. I mean, the way that things are going, it's inevitable. It's going to happen.
Do you think that crypto is going to make a comeback? I know it's not doing very well right now. I know a lot of people lost a lot of money. What are your thoughts on crypto currently?
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of research on it. And quite frankly, Lauren, it's so instituted in institutions right now. It's kind of like email in 1990s. No one was using email, and now we run companies simply by emails. It will eventually become a digital form of currency as it is right now. It's just going through the regulation and process right now. It's going through a bloodbath, but I think it will be the future 10, 20 years from now. Look, millennials, my age and younger, they're using it as a retirement vehicle. So things will shift eventually to a digital atmosphere. And so we just got to prepare for that. It's just one of the buckets that we do teach here at Cortez Wealth. And we want to make sure our God-fearing patriots are taken care of and prepared for all types of scenarios.
So what are your thoughts? I'm curious your thoughts on the FTX scandal. Have you researched any of that? It's looking like it's a pretty dark stuff going on there. Your thoughts?
Yeah. So we got a lot of crypto billionaires. These founders, they're ridiculously, like, they're amazing geniuses, but what they don't have is that gray beard. And so what I mean by a gray beard is they don't know how to run billion-dollar companies. And so what you're going to see is you're going to see, unfortunately, Morgan Stanley, the big banks, Bank of America, their Fidelity. Fidelity has 35 million crypto traders. So you're going to see the overhaul of big banks get into crypto, and you'll see eventually it being more well established. But right now, there is no regulation. We don't even know if Bitcoin is not a security or not. I mean, if you look at the Ripple and the SEC lawsuits that are happening, they're still trying to figure out, is it going to be a security? Is it going to be a commodity? Once we figure that out years down the road, we will have more regulation, and we're going to just see a lot of success in the crypto space. DeFi is more of the libertarian way. DeFi is going to be more of a decentralized way for crypto users moving forward.
So Cortez Wealth Management. So overall, if you could give our audience a little rundown of what to expect, should they go to CortezWM.com? What is the next step for them to protect their retirement?
Yeah, so Lauren, we're not a good fit for everybody. You know, we don't do business with liberals, but we have three major problems. As I said in a Telegram video yesterday, the first one is gonna be the spiritual side of your money. How do you look at your money? What's your relationship with your money? Number two is, how are we protecting your money from a financial reset? Should the dollar go down? Should we become a digital environment, which I believe we will? What if, you know, inflation keeps on going high? I mean, there's a lot of what ifs. Whatever it is, you got to insure your base. And number three is, more importantly, you have to have an advisor that believes in God, country, and family, and it is a Christ follower, and believes in the word. And you should have those conversations with your advisor without being ridiculed. You don't understand how many people call and say, hey, I talked to my advisor, and he doesn't even know what the Great Reset is. He doesn't even know about precious metals. He doesn't even get it, or he got vaccinated. So these are the conversations I'm having. And going into 2023, you are responsible of what you own. Just because you own a stock actually means that you own part of that company. So whatever their mission statement is, it better be in compliance with the word of God and what God's conviction has on your heart. And so we want to make sure that your investments are not a hypocritical environment for what your beliefs are.
Carlos, thank you so much for joining us today. Everybody, make sure you go check out CortezWM.com, especially if you're interested in protecting your retirement. Carlos Cortez has been a strong supporter of the Stu Peters Show. He was one of our first sponsors. Actually, I think you were our first sponsor there since the beginning, and we couldn't have done it without you. So we thank you for everything that you've done for us. We love Carlos, don't we, folks? And we love doing business with other Christians and trusting our money with Christians. Guys, we'll catch you tomorrow on the Stu Peters Show. Hopefully, Stu Peters will be back so you don't have to put up with me again. Thank you for tuning in and have a great evening.